For Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Thousands of Syrian civilians have returned to the ruined northern city of Manbij a day after U.S.-backed fighters drove the last Islamic State extremists from their stronghold, which is near the Turkish border. This resident of Manbij said they had suffered a lot because of the situation in Manbij and that there were no utilities or food or water. He said that they asked the people now in charge to clear their homes and the city of landmines. Extremists abandoned Manbij on Friday, retreating toward the IS-controlled border town of Jarabulus, along with nearly 2,000 civilians. It was not immediately clear whether those non-combatants exited Manbij as hostages or whether they went voluntarily. Manbij has a strategically important link in the supply line, the Islamic State's headquarters in Syria and the city of Raqqa. Yemen's Houthi rebels gathered members of parliament in Sana'a for the first time in 2 years in an attempt at asserting their dominance over the internationally recognized government. Meanwhile, the Saudi-led coalition bombed a school in the Houthi-held northern city of Sada'a, killing at least 10 people. 10 children reported injured in that attack. Egyptian authorities have released two prominent human rights activists who had been jailed for more than a year for demonstrating against police brutality. Egypt has undergone an unprecedented crackdown on free speech, political opposition, and any dissent under the general-turned president, Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. This is VOA News. A French judge rejected on Saturday a demand by a French Muslim group to overturn a ban on burkinis, the full-body head-covering swimwear worn by Muslim women in public. Tensions have been rising in southern France over the burkini. City of Cannes recently banned the garment in public. We get the story now from Lisa Bryant.
The burkini ban was passed quietly late last month in Cannes, a Riviera city better known for its glitzy yearly film festival than its religious positions. In the town's ordinance, Mayor David Lisner cited the recent terror attack in nearby Nice, along with France's secular laws. He said beachwear showing religious affiliation in an ostentatious way could disturb public order. Mayor Lisner told French media he considered the swimwear a symbol of Islamic extremism, but that other symbols, including the Jewish kippah and the veil, will be allowed. The French Human Rights League and the Collective Against Islamophobia say they will challenge the Cannes ban in court. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
And now it's time for the Olympics. One of the first things spectators noticed this week when they entered the Aquatic Center in Rio de Janeiro was the different color water and the two pools. VOA's Park Brewer is in Rio de Janeiro with our report.
The bigger pool at the outdoor venue, which has been staging water polo, is close to being the normal light blue, while the diving pool is green.
We, of course, investigated the causes that put us in this situation.
That's Rio Director of Venue Management Gustavo Nascimento. 4 days of trying to correct the situation has not worked, so Nascimento said a drastic measure was needed.
We're going to grab the water from the warm-up pool, and we're going to drain the water on the competition pool, and we're going to insert this water from the warm-up pool into the competition pool.
With synchronized swimming beginning, it is critical to have clear water for both the competitors, who perform many of their moves with their heads underwater, and the judges, who have to see them. Park Brewer, VOA News, at the Rio Olympics.
Also in Rio, American swimmer Michael Phelps grabbed another gold medal by swimming on the winning U.S. 4x4 100 medley. He swam the butterfly leg. U.S. women's 4x100 medley won gold also late on Saturday. Mo Farah, Britain, recovered from a fall to defend the Olympic 10,000-meter title late on Saturday. And captain John Obi Mikel scored one and set up another as Nigeria beat Denmark 2-0 to set up a men's Olympic soccer semifinal with Germany. Lots more on what's happening at the Olympics by going to our website at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.